Chapter 9. Two More Yetis. That evening at dinner, Mum and the children told Dad about Yeti's adventures in London. "Yeti is one of the family now," said Mum. "We'll miss him." Yeti smiled and said, "But I have my own family here." Dad asked him, "Do you know where your parents are?" Yeti shook his head. "But I'll find them," he said.
"We'll never see you again," said Emma sadly.
"I've got an idea," said Tim. "Let's give Yeti our phone. Then he can talk to us."
"That's a good idea," said Dad. "But remember, when the batteries are finished, he won't be able to call us anymore."
Tim taught Yeti how to use the phone and how to take photos with it. In the middle of the night, Yeti woke up. He heard something outside the tent. Was it bears looking for food? Or perhaps it was wild dogs? Carefully, Yeti peeped outside. And there, standing in the snow, were his parents. They hugged and kissed each other. They rolled in the snow and laughed together. Yeti climbed onto his dad's back and the three of them set off together into the snowy mountains where no one could find them. In the morning, Tim, Emma, Mum and Dad found Yeti's empty bed. They saw the footprints outside. Yeti and his parents were together again. They were glad for Yeti, but they were sad for themselves.